Leg Breakers by Tom Wainwright.
Excuse me, could I get a selfie?
Oh, of course you can. And what's your name?
Francesca. I'm playing Calamity Jane.
Of course you are. Henry's told me all about you. You ready? It's a big responsibility, playing the lead.
My name is Rachel Glass. I've been spending time with Leg Breakers, a performing arts club for young people in Yeovil, where school principal Bridget Maloney has been guiding her charges towards their end-of-year production of Calamity Jane. With a big night fast approaching, the school has been joined by Henry's mum, Henrietta, a professional actor who has offered her services for the final week of intensive rehearsals.
Okay, guys, I know it's very exciting to have the Wicked Witch of the West Country in for our first full run-through, but we've got work to do.
There's plenty of time. Selfies for everyone.
Henrietta is the star of a popular children's TV show.
The Wicked Witch of the West Country.
Hubble, bubble, toil and trouble. Ooh, army bubber, cheers, drive.
And the kids are frankly starstruck.
Guys, come on. You can all get your selfies with Henrietta at the break.
I'm not here, nothing to see here.
The children shuffle into position.
Now then, little dudes. Got a big week coming up. The end of year performance of Calamity Jane on Saturday won't just be the culmination of a year's hard work, and an opportunity to show your parents and guardians how brilliantly talented you all are. But I've just had confirmation that a representative from the National Youth Performing Arts Conservatoire Council of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, Nipagubny, will be attending. None of you know who that is, do you? Basically, they run a competition where the winning school's performers go on to appear in a hit London musical. You come up with the goods on Saturday and you'll be competing with the best this country has to offer next Easter in the West End! But now we need to focus, Leg Breakers. Starting positions! Key, those harmonies...
They're not harmonies, they're travesties.
Mate, they're your responsibility.
I know.
What's going on with the dance moves?
That's a good question.
Guys, we've been working on this for an academic year.
Maybe we should cancel.
What? Why do you always give up at the first hurdle?
Better than falling at the last.
I'm just saying we've got a lot of work to do. Not that we should give up altogether, for God's sake, man.
Just at that moment, Henrietta makes a remarkable intervention.
Stop! Leg Breakers, that was a shambles.
Yeah, Henrietta, at Leg Breakers, we tend to go for a more positive affirmation approach.
That's as may be, Bridget, but I spent 15 years working professionally as a professional actress. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Right, we're going to cut all the dance moves.
What? That's my choreography.
Romeo, the choreography's wonderful. In fact, it's too good. I just think it's too advanced for the children.
I do what I do.
If you want to make great art, you have to kill your babies. Isn't that right, Henry?
Yes, Mother.
Okay. This time, when you come on, have a clear action. You, boy, you be chewing tobacco. Spit it on the ground near her. You, young lady, look at him with disgust.
And to give Henrietta her due, the opening number becomes a lot simpler and more effective.
Whip, crack away, whip, crack away, whip, crack away.
Oh, thank you, Henrietta. That is looking so much better. Aren't we lucky, Leg Breakers, to have a professional actor working with us at this critical stage in the creative process? Let's move on to scene two, and no stopping this time.
While the children stagger their way through scene two of Calamity Jane, I grab a moment with Henrietta. Henrietta, you've made an immediate impression.
Oh, it's something I learned from my time in the business. Own it, or it will own you.
At this point, she makes another bold intervention.
Bridget! The way you've staged the scene won't work. Calamity should be facing upstage.
We don't do backs to the audience at Leg Breakers, Henrietta.
Well, maybe you should.
Well, maybe you should.
Bridget, should we carry on?
No, darling. I'm just going to quickly rework the scene and then you'll be ready to roll. Is that okay, Bridget?
No, Henrietta, it isn't.
Bridget, I'm simply trying to help. I have professional experience.
You don't say.
Why are you being so negative?
I am not being negative.
There you go again.
Fine. You know what? How about you just direct the whole show?
That's a great idea.
That's a big call, Bridget, from a big woman.
Henrietta, I am really looking forward to working with you.
Guys!
Henrietta, does that mean you're going to be in charge now?
Well, When one is called to serve...
Are we getting a bit ahead of ourselves here?
You said Henrietta should direct the show.
I didn't mean it like that.
I'm sorry, I'm confused.
So am I. Bridget, who's in charge? You or Henrietta?
Me.
How about we take a vote?
What? No.
What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Great. All those in favour of me directing the show, raise your hand.
Yes, Keith and Romeo's hands both spring up as the confused children take their lead from the only people who are, nominally at least, in positions of authority. Hand after hand goes up as the children seek, above all else, not to be on the losing side.
See? Democracy.
This is not democracy.
All those in favour of Bridget, raise your hand.
Some furtive hands start to go up.
Remember, you can't vote twice.
Oh. And go back down again.
Hang on, just a second.
We took a vote.
But it wasn't fair.
It's the will of the people.
The children, thrilled to be directed by a real-life celebrity, work studiously under the new regime. Bridget, meanwhile, adopts the role of stage manager, making detailed notes of the children's stage positions and props placements. She strikes a wounded figure, but rouses herself at the end of the day to give the children a motivating pep talk.
Oh, great work today, guys. I'm stoked seeing how well you've already gelled with Henrietta. You're wonderful. She's great.
Can't wait to see you tomorrow, guys. And remember, off book or else.
As the children trot out excitedly, Keith and Romeo bid Bridget farewell.
Yo, Bridge, you made a big call today. I respect that.
Do you, Romeo?
Toodle pip, old bean.
You sleep well tonight, Keith.
Yo, Henrietta, I'll see you on the flip side.
But Henrietta has gone. The only people left are Bridget and myself.
It's good. I mean, it's not what I had in mind, and there's a part of me that kind of wants to punch Romeo and Keith repeatedly in the face, but it's great for the kids. And to work with a different practitioner, and they seem to be really, you know, really...
Oh, Bridge.
I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. I'm being ridiculous.
I don't think you're being ridiculous.
You don't?
No.
Nope. What a lovely thing to say.
I think I was getting to a place in my creative process where I was stagnating. To quote Bono from U2, I still didn't know what I was looking for.
The following afternoon, Romeo is explaining how he is relishing the challenge of working with Henrietta.
She took one look at my choreography and said, "That's not good enough." And I needed that. I need that. I need...
To come up with some new choreography?
To come up with some new choreography, yes, I do.
Romeo, I'm surprised you've got time to chat with Rachel when you've got quite a lot of choreography to be coming up with.
Keith, too, attests to the refreshing nature of working with Henrietta.
It's like you wake up one day, it's 9 o'clock, you're drinking your coffee, and all of a sudden you're like, what is this?
What is what?
That I'm drinking.
Coffee.
Exactly, Rachel, why?
Why are you drinking coffee?
Why am I drinking coffee?
Because you want to.
Do I?
I don't know, Keith, yes?
Or am I just doing it because that's what I've always done? Like a wife I don't love. Why coffee, Rachel? Why not a rum and coke? Why not a Jemison's?
Because it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Keith, have you got those new harmonies for Black Hills of Dakota?
Nearly.
Nearly means no, and I don't do no.
Keith looks wistfully after her.
Reminds me of my ex-wife. Gotta stop saying that.
Bridget, meanwhile, is back on form, taking great pleasure in Keith and Romeo's unfolding personal disasters.
Look at them, desperate for approval. Soon they'll be begging me to come back and take over.
And will you?
No, I want to watch them suffer.
And suffer they do.
Romeo, what on earth is that?
The new choreography.
It's worse than what you had before.
I love this straight talking.
And I hate this choreography.
Rachel, I'm really starting to like her.
Keith?
Yes, Mum? I mean, Henrietta.
Let's have these harmonies.
Okay, sure, right. Well, look, here's the thing. The bass is going...
Oh, spare me the wittering, I'll do it myself. You two, sit down. But take a note of what I'm doing, because you're going to be running these routines with the kids.
You go, girl.
By the end of the following day, both men are, as Bridget predicted, begging her to wrest back control.
Bridget, you got to do something.
What can I do? I'm just the stage manager. We took a vote. This is what you wanted.
What we wanted? You were the one who suggested she direct the bloody thing.
I was being sarcastic.
Really? Well, we'll just explain then that there's been a big misunderstanding and thanks for all your hard work, blah, blah, blah,
no,
blah,
too destabilising for the kids.
The kids? What about us?
I understand, mate. You feel like you've left your wife and kids for a younger woman, and all of a sudden, you're out in a bar surrounded by people 20 years younger than you, and all you want more than anything else is to be curled up on the sofa with your old Sheila, drinking Horlicks and watching Countdown.
Yes, Bridget, that is my life.
Yeah, well, in Australia, we've got an expression for that. Tough titties.
With one day to go until the big night, Keith and Romeo are broken men. Bridget, by contrast, or perhaps as a consequence, is full of sucker.
I have to say, I'm really enjoying not having the pressure of putting the show together. And I've got to hand it to her. Henrietta runs a tight ship.
OK, starting positions, leg breakers.
The dress rehearsal is about to begin.
Actually, Keith, Romeo, can you just sweep the stage before we start? There's a few bits of rubbish, if you can. Just come on, quickly.
Keith and Romeo scurry on stage with a plastic bag and, bent double, pick up bits of detritus from the floor.
No, Keith, you hold the bag open and, Romeo, you pick up the bits of rubbish.
Yes, miss.
Why are you calling her miss?
Come on, you haven't got time to chat. Romeo, there's an apple core over there.
Yes, miss.
Oh, this is taking far too long. Everybody, let's count them down from five.
Five, four...
Keith and Romeo frantically try to clear the stage of rubbish.
Oh, oh, oh,
piano keys!
Yes.
Come on, we're waiting!
Keith, sweating, takes his place at the piano and plays the opening chords of the first number, the Deadwood Stage.
Oh, the Deadwood Stage is rolling on over the place.
Not too shabby! Legbreakers.
The dress rehearsal has gone well. Even Henrietta seems satisfied.
Yo, legbreakers, that right there was phenomenal.
Never mind what he's saying. Listen to me. You've still got a way to go, but overall it was really rather okay. And the organisation, Bridget, was fantastic.
Just doing my job, mate.
Well, you did it with verve. You did it with brio.
Just doing my job, mate.
I want to thank you, Bridget.
Let's have a round of applause for Henrietta and her fantastic direction.
Keith, Romeo, well, you may as well get the chairs out for tomorrow.
The following evening, the children are filtering in ahead of the performance. I steal a moment with the budding thespians, starting with Nathaniel.
Mummy says it doesn't matter if I forget my lines or have an accident. The main thing is that I face the audience, smile and endure myself.
Francesca, who is playing the lead role of Calamity Jane, is raring to go.
Just let me at him. I was born for the stage, darling. Let it go! Let it go!
Oh, save your voice, Francesca.
Romeo is in a less buoyant mood.
You know, Rachel, the bard Shakespeare once wrote, "What a piece of work is a man." I mean, what a piece of work am I? A bin man? I ain't no bin man, Rachel.
That really got to you, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Keith, however, is more philosophical.
Well, look, I danced with the devil and the devil gave me the horn. I've learnt my lesson.
Sorry, what have you learned?
Women, they'll always shaft you in the end, and not in a good way.
Bridget, meanwhile, is upbeat.
I've got a really good feeling about tonight, Rachel. I think the guys have got a strong chance of making the Nipper Gubney finals in the West End.
Henrietta is... well, she's Henrietta.
Oh, I just hope the audience are kind. I can only work with what I've got.
Come on, Henrietta, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Sorry, is somebody crying?
What do you mean you've lost your voice? What have you been doing?
I can't.
Francesca!
Something's happened to my voice.
Oh, Jesus. Anybody got any strepsils? We need some strepsils.
Francesca, I want you to listen very carefully to
me. We're going to have to cancel. You know that, don't you?
Do you think you are going to be able to perform?
I can't.
What did you do to her?
What did I do?
To her voice.
You were the one who wanted to take over the vocals.
Don't you dare.
Francesca, what's the matter, darling?
Bridget emerges from setting the props table.
I can't.
Oh, sweetheart, you've lost your voice.
We're going to have to cancel. You do know that, don't you?
Stop saying that.
Yo, everybody, back it up! Step away from the leading lady!
Romeo brings the room to a standstill.
That's right! Romeo be in the house! I ain't no bin man, you heard?
What's he talking about?
I don't know. Nobody knows.
Take a walk!
Okay, mate, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna give Francesca a hug and tell her it's gonna be okay. Because it is.
Now, exeunt!
Stunned, we all shuffle off to the end of the hall.
Anyway, we need to cancel the show.
We're not cancelling my show.
Sorry, your show?
I've worked so hard on this.
You really are a massive...
Well, come on, guys, let's not fall out now.
Now?
The children have all fallen silent, hanging on every word.
What are our options?
Cancel.
We are not cancelling. What else?
Understudy.
We don't have an understudy.
That's not very professional, is it?
You bitch.
Wolf.
Pack it in, the pair of you. There must be something we can do.
Not we. You.
Come again?
You go on as Calamity.
That's impossible, Keith. I don't know her track. And if I'm not backstage shepherding people around, the whole thing will fall apart. There's no way.
Well, who does know her track?
Both sets of eyes turn to Henrietta.
What? No. Absolutely out of the question.
Why?
I... What? I just... No.
You're the only person who can do it. After all, you are a professional. If you don't, we will have to cancel.
A pensive ripple spreads through the children.
Are we really going to cancel the show, Bridget?
The kids are on the verge of tears, looking urgently at Bridget.
Well, if Henrietta won't go on, then I guess we will have to. What do you say, honey? Yes.
Or no? Okay. Okay, I'll do it.
The auditorium is full. And backstage, Henrietta is going through some last-minute preparations with Bridget.
And then I come in stage left, look at Bill, look at Francis, spin on my heel, and bang. Then it's Windy City.
No, it's Harry I'm planning
to... No, it's Harry I'm planning to marry. Yes, yes, yes. And then I walk through the audience, turn around, and bang.
Meanwhile, Romeo, who is operating lights, has taken Francesca under his wing.
So every time I whisper go, you press the button there that says go, and then boom, the lights do their thing. You feel me? You want to give it a whirl? Go.
Nailed it, baby girl. Give me some skin.
This is Legbreakers at its very best. Compassionate, soulful, well-adjusted.
Guys, what the hell is going on? We were supposed to start 3 minutes ago. They're going to have our guts for garters if we don't get a rift on. And who sat nearest them, tinkling on the old ivories? Yours truly. This is a bloody nightmare.
Hey, take a chill pill.
I've already taken three.
Go back to your piano. It's showtime. Henrietta, you okay, girl?
I think so.
You look hot. The dads are going to love it.
Okay, leg breakers, starting positions. I'm just going to explain the situation to your pezzers. Keith will give you a fanfare, and then you're on.
Have fun, guys. You deserve it.
Bridget steps through the curtain and addresses the audience.
Thanks for coming, everyone.
And explains the change of plan.
So now Francesca will be assisting Romeo on lights. Hi, honey. And the lead role of Calamity will now be played by our guest director, Ms. Henrietta Henderson. So please, put your hands together for Leg Breakers Nova! Hit it, please!
The curtains part, the children pile on, and the show begins. But somebody is missing. Henrietta. She has not joined the rest of the cast on stage and is stood in the wings, white as a sheet, covered in sweat and hyperventilating.
Henrietta? Henrietta, it's you! Henrietta, start singing! Henrietta!
Keith looks over, aware that Henrietta is about to miss her cue. Bridget gestures for him to continue vamping.
Henrietta, it's okay, sweetheart. You've got stage fright, haven't you?
Henrietta can hardly speak. She can barely nod.
It's okay, darling. There's nothing to be frightened of.
I can't do it.
Oh, yes, you can.
You don't understand.
On stage, the children know something is wrong. Romeo is stood up in the lighting box. Keith is hunched over his piano like a claw.
I'm a fraud, Bridget. I got picked up by my agent while I was still at drama school. Went straight into Holby, then Emmerdale, then Doctors, and then CITV. I've never been on stage. Not since I was... their age.
Why didn't you say something?
With 40 children all looking at me, with tears in their eyes, what was I supposed to do?
Oh. Keith has stopped playing.
What the hell? Hey!
The children have stopped performing altogether. Romeo is now marching down the central aisle, and somebody's dad thinks it's appropriate to shout,
damn it!
Bridget takes to the stage again.
Me again? We're just experiencing some technical hitches, so do bear with us, and we should be ready to go on in just a moment or two. Backstage, you lot, come on!
Yo, Bridge, what's happening?
Henrietta's got stage fright.
Stage fright?
Romeo, get out there and keep them occupied.
I'm walking.
Romeo swaggers through the curtains like a rock star.
Hello, Wembley! I always wanted to do that.
Meanwhile, Henrietta's mental state has, if anything, deteriorated.
Oh, it was just a matter of time before I got found out.
Henrietta, I need you to focus.
On stage, Romeo is trying out some of his performance poetry.
This one's called The Government. The Government. Another one. The same as before, but it's different.
Sweetheart, there's nothing to be afraid of. Everyone out there wants the best for you. For everyone. They're on your side.
Guys, I'm getting murdered out there. They want blood.
Oh, dear God.
Thanks for that, Romeo.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Henrietta, I'm really sorry.
What for?
For what I'm about to do.
Bridget slaps Henrietta across the face with staggering force.
Henrietta, you've been nothing but a pain in the backside since you came in here. You've made me feel like a total fraud. You've destroyed whatever self-esteem Romeo and Keith ever had in the first place. And now you feel like a fraud? Well, welcome to the club, honey. Now's your chance to go out there and tell that imposter syndrome to rack off once and for all. Do it for Leg Breakers. Do it for Henry. But most importantly, do it for yourself. Now get out there before I hit you properly. Keith, Deadwood stage, now.
Bridget pushes a stunned Henrietta through the curtain. The curtains part again. Once more, the children file on stage, and miraculously, Henrietta starts singing.
Beautiful sky, oh, wonderful day. Whip, crack away, whip, crack away, whip, crack away.
I mean, why didn't I just do that in the first place?
And what a performance they give. Henrietta, after her near collapse, is soon reveling in the title role.
And listen, you toothless old buffalo chip. Next time I tell a story, you keep your hands in your pockets.
And her son, Henry, brings the house down with his delightful portrayal of the cross-dressing Francis Fryer.
I've got two wonderful arms, I've got two wonderful lips, I'm over 21 and I'm free. Oh, I've got a heart full of honey, for the right kind of honeybee.
The chorus, buzzing with adrenaline, are a mesmerizing unit.
Just blew in from the windy city.
The goodwill afforded the company is such that the potentially awkward spectacle of Calamity, played by 45-year-old Henrietta, marrying Bill...
Danny, you get back to the fort and invite the folks to a wedding!
Played by 13-year-old Nathaniel...
Sure is!
...passes without rancour. Indeed, the audience and performers are in such a frenzy by the reprise of Windy City at the curtain call that tears fall freely from every quarter. An emotional Bridget now comes on stage to pay tribute to her performers.
I think it's fair to say these guys just gave you one hell of a show. I want to say a big thank you to Romeo, our lighting operator.
Choreo.
And his brilliant assistant, Francesco. Keith on the piano.
Musical director.
And to this wonderful ensemble who are so talented, I literally want to punch them in the face. But I'd like to pay extra special tribute to Miss Henrietta Henderson.
Oh.
Without whom none of this quite literally would have been possible. Yeah, all right, fellas, settle down.
A starry Henrietta now addresses the audience.
I'd like to start by thanking my agent, Brian Jackson at Curtis Brown, Steve Jones at RADA.
Henrietta reels off a long, long list of names.
Sorry if I've forgotten anyone, but...
Maybe Henry?
Of course. Henry, my son, you've always been such a great support for me. And if you ever wanted to go into acting professionally, provided you were talented enough, I would just say you will not find an industry full of kinder, more balanced, grounded individuals. The world's a stage. We are but players. Good night! Yeah!
The children filter out and say their end-of-term goodbyes to their beloved Bridget.
See you in September, you little beauties. Don't go changing.
Finally, just Henrietta, Romeo and Keith are left.
Bridget, me old mucker, I'm not going to lie, I hated every minute of that. But the main thing is, the kids are happy, eh?
That is the main thing, yes.
See you next time, chump.
See you, Keith.
Yo, Bridget, give me some love.
Aww.
Romeo gives Bridget a long bear hug.
Smells so good.
Yeah, Romeo, it's getting weird.
See you on the flip side.
Bye, mate.
Bridget.
Come here, Henrietta.
Oh, thank you for everything.
Henrietta pulls back and holds Bridget's hands.
You know, I'd really love to do this again.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Henrietta leaves, and I'm left alone in the deserted hall with Bridget. Or so I think.
Excuse me. Bridget Maloney?
Yes, how can I help you?
My name's Tanya Hyde. I'm from Nippergubney, National Youth
Performing Arts Conservatoire Council of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. That's right, I completely forgot you were coming.
Now, Bridget, I have to catch a train. I just wanted to say I loved the show and I'd like to invite you and 10 of your strongest students to the Nippergubney finals in London next Easter. What do you say?
I say, Tanya, if you were a bloke, I'd kiss you on the mouth with tongues. But you're not. You're a Sheila and you've got a train to catch.
I'll be in touch, Bridget.
Oh, see you later, Tanya. Come on, right? Yes, yes, yes!
Bridget picks me up and swings me around, screaming with what seems like joy. Eventually, she puts me down and declares...
You and me are going to inhale several large glasses of Cab Sav and half a cow. Come on, I'm buying.
As we leave Legbreakers and drive to Yeovil's highest-rated steakhouse on TripAdvisor, Bridget babbles away excitedly.
I'm thinking 16-ounce T-bone.
In truth, I am only half listening.
Oh, yeah.
I count Bridget as a friend now.
Give me the meat.
An ally, a confidant, and I'm not alone.
Lovely meat.
It occurs to me that parents, children and tutors alike all come to feel this way about the leg breakers principle.
Or maybe the mixed grill.
I can't help feeling there's something of the down-under Mary Poppins about Bridget Maloney.
What more choice there?
She leaves everything and everyone in a better place than where she found them.
Different me.
Just a few weeks earlier, her confidence had been shattered. And in that space of time, the indefatigable Aussie that she is, she's bounced right back, hauled Leg Breakers single-handedly into the Nippergubney finals in London's West End.
Lovely.
And, in the process, discovered that, no, Bridget Maloney is not ridiculous.
Ah, what the hell? I'll have both.
No more than the rest of us, anyway. In Leg Breakers by Tom Wainwright, Bridget was played by Rebecca Staton, Rachel by Sarah Ovens, Keith, Jeremy Swift, and Romeo by Thos Wainwright. Henrietta was played by Helen Clapp, Tanya by Susan Jameson, and the children by Elspeth White, Aaron Gelkoff, Rosie Bohr, and Amy Jane Lee. Musical accompaniment was provided by Colin Sell, and the director was Sasha Yevtushenko.
And if you